Hello everybody, my name is Jared Bauer and today I will be talking about crossing boundaries in between a school for kids with like special needs and learning disabilities to like a normal mainstream private school and then going all the way to a magnet public school. And this is Jared's dad. So Jared, do you want to tell us a little bit about Center School and what your experiences were?
Yeah, so Center School was a school for kids with learning disabilities. They dealt with people who had ADHD, ADD, minor autism, and dyslexia and dysgraphia. I personally had dyslexia. It was for like kids who were like smart dyslexic or like, so everybody had like a reasonable level of intelligence who went there. And it was also very small in its size. It also had like a wide range of economic classes is what I'd say. It had some like very rich people in it. It also had some people who were there on like 95% scholarship. It was like a fun experience, you know. I really enjoyed my time there for the most part.
Center School was really a terrific experience for Jared, and really they took him from below grade level in reading and writing to at and well above grade level, particularly on the reading side. So we were starting to think, where would Jared go to school next? And the options were to have him complete through the end of the cycle at Center School, which would have been eighth grade. But what we thought about was he was doing exceedingly well. He was winning best student awards in both social studies and math. And we decided that he was ready to move on to a mainstream school. And we, of course, talked with his teachers about this also. And we applied to quite a few of the private schools in the area, and Jared got into all of them. But we decided Abington Friends would be the best school for him because of location. And it wasn't quite as big as some of the other schools. And we also wanted Jared to have a year to adjust to another school before high school started. And our intent at this point was that Jared would go from 8th grade through 12th grade to Abington Friends. So Jared, do you want to talk a little bit about Abington Friends?
Well, Abington Friends was definitely a hard transition for me, I'd say. Socially, it was a much richer environment than I was used to, you know. I went from being maybe like, I'd say average at Center School to, you know, not being poor by any measure of the imagination compared to them, but definitely not like being as wealthy as some of the other kids there is what I'd say. And, you know, it was a different world is what I'd say, you know. There were parties and there were like, there was drinking and there was things that I never thought really existed, even in high school at the time, because Center School was just, like, so sheltered and was so isolated, you know? While Abington Friends was kind of more connected to the rest of really what was going on around me that I never knew about. It was just so different, you know? They'd use different vocabulary. It was more people there were just exposed to more than I'd ever been adjusted to.
Well, do you think some of it may have been twofold? One is that the school went up from pre-K to 12th grade. And also, when you came there socially, how many new kids were there in the 8th grade?
Well, I was the only new kid, which also made it difficult. You know, everybody was kind of it was a very cliquey school, is what I'd say. And everybody kind of was already established within their cliques of themselves. They were already very established within their cliques. And I feel as if they weren't necessarily looking to make new friends. And I also feel like I was labeled within the first couple days of being there as somebody who really just didn't get what was going on exactly because, I mean, I sort of didn't, you know? It was just different and I wasn't a naturally good athlete. So, like, I didn't have that going for me where that would have helped me make friends because especially in middle school, that's the easiest way to make friends is being, you know, fast or coordinated. And so I was kind of like, everybody went to the basketball court at lunch, which is something that I really didn't want to do. But, you know, at that point, I didn't really have a choice. So I was labeled as unathletic. You know, nobody really knew anything about me. I did know a couple of kids in the grade going in, but I didn't particularly ever get along with them. So it was just, it was difficult that first couple of days, especially because I didn't really have anywhere to sit at lunch. You know, a kid named Ben Schuster, he was kind of assigned to me as my buddy, and he was very helpful at the time. You know, he was like, you know, he saw that I was struggling, and, you know, he offered me a seat at his table, which I'm grateful for, and I kind of ended up staying there for the rest of the year.
So, Jared, as the year went on, did things change?
Well, things changed somewhat. I still, I think, struggled to make some friends as the year went on. Like, I did have friends, but I wasn't always happy with them, is what I'd say. And by that, I mean, I just, like, I felt like at that school, you were either, like, you kind of hung out with the athletes, or you kind of hung out with, like, who I'm just going to categorize as more of, like, the drinking party crowd, or you kind of were just, like, everybody else. And I was just, at that point, I was just kind of everybody else. And I didn't really like that, but as the year went on, like, I started to kind of get used to being part of that, is what I'd say, compared to at center school where, you know, I kind of felt more part of something. And I got used to being that part of everything else, especially after I decided to switch schools and I stopped worrying about it. You know what I mean? Like, I just wanted to enjoy the last couple months I had there.
Yeah, so, interesting enough, while Jared was still in center school, one of the parents mentioned, and one of the teachers mentioned to me and my wife, that we ought to look at Science Leadership Academy. And we were like, Science Leadership what? And they explained that it was a magnet public school. Darcy, myself, and Jared collectively talked about Science Leadership Academy and possibly applying to it. So we went to an open house. This time Jared came, and he really liked it. So why don't you tell us about your first impressions about Science Leadership Academy when you went to the open house?
Impressed by it when I went to the open house in the beginning of my 8th grade year at Abington Friends. It was, you know, it was different. It was a much more, like, beat up building than Abington Friends. You know, Abington Friends was, like, a very nice building. But I was impressed by the classrooms, and I was impressed by how, like, the project-based learning style. It's an office building versus, like, 30 acres of property.
Yes, and so what we decided that we would apply. Well, there were a lot of challenges there because you would just switch schools, right, from 7th to 8th grade, and now you're thinking of making a very courageous decision. Do we now switch schools 8th to 9th grade? And again, this was very much a family decision. It was not any one person's, but Darcy, Jared, and myself. We had quite a bit of conversation around it. So, Jared, how did you feel when you decided to go to SLA and leave Abington Friends?
Well, things at Abington Friends really just felt like at that point that they might be starting to click a little bit more, is what I'd say. You know, I think I started to finally adjust. At the same time, I didn't love it. It was expensive, to say the least. You know, it would be a big transition. I knew it would be a big transition. You know, I felt like I just went through a big transition. Did I want to go through another big transition? I decided that I did. As I said when I was talking about the open house, I really liked, you know, project-based learning. They didn't really teach for the man, and that more diverse and interesting experience. But, you know, I did have some concerns because I'd never gone to public school before. You know, some of the things you hear about public school, some of them are true, some of them aren't, or at least aren't at Science Leadership Academy. You know, you hear, oh, at public school there's fights every day, the lunch is inedible, or whatever. You know, there's tons of connotations when you're looking through the perspective of a private school student. What you hear about public school, you know, you don't really ever get the full picture of anything unless you're experiencing it yourself. I remember my dad talked to Mr. Ames, who's a teacher at Science Leadership Academy, and You know, Mr. Ames kind of reassured us that that really, those things weren't going to be issues at Science Leadership Academy, like fighting or...
I think there were more fights at Adams and Friends in the 1 year you were there.
Probably.
So when you spent 2 days shadowing, one before you were accepted, and then after you got accepted, you asked to shadow again. Did that really, how did that help in making the decision, actually going in and seeing the classes?
Well, I shadowed Raekwon. He came from a different background than where I came from. And something that I never even told you before was something that really scared me off about this, about Science Leadership Academy that first time I showed, was that, they were talking about sex and things like that. It kind of scared me off from going a little bit, but I liked the classes. And I started to think, that's probably going on in 10th grade at Abington Friends too, which I could say now certainly is. But then the second time I shadowed a 9th grader, so that meant that he was only 1 year older than me. Also, I matured a lot through that 8th grade year, as I think I've depicted, so I was a little bit more prepared, We talked about fantasy baseball, it was more also up to my speed, and that really encouraged me to go like that, that it wasn't all going to be like that.
Good. Okay, so we decided that you're going to go to SLA. Tell us about your first day and your first couple of months of 9th grade at SLA last year.
Everybody wanted to talk to each other, which was just different because everybody wanted to talk to me and I wanted to talk to everybody and kind of see where who my friends would be and where I'd sort of, who I'd talk to for the next 4 years. Well, at AFS, it was much more like close. It was also very different for me. A lot of the kids were from like inner city Philadelphia, which is not a group of people that I was really ever used to seeing because, I went to private school in the suburbs. And, there was a lot of words that I didn't understand. I remember there was this one day in science class, like the first couple weeks of Science Leadership Academy, where we went to the garden that Miss Dunda, the community SLA garden, there were, I think it was Lewis and Destiny, were, having a conversation, and I was there. And they used this word. I was like, what does that mean? And then they used another word to describe that word. And I was like, what? So at times I was kind of lost with some of the vocab. Like now I feel like I've picked up on that dialect and I'm able to speak it and I can code switch and turn it on and turn it off. And
so you've now been at SLA for a year and a half, you're well into your third semester of your sophomore year. As you look back from your first few months or even over the course of the entire year and a half, any general thoughts on your overall feelings about the school?
Because, I kind of took what I learned in Abington Friends and I applied it to SLA. I was aware, I might have not known the vocabulary, but I was aware of what was going on. I was much more aware of the world. I was kind of outside the box that I say I was trapped in. Understand more of a kind of a city mindset. Like, I've taken on the city mindset myself, while before I used to have like a more suburban mindset, is what I'd say. I used to think, even though I have a Philadelphia address, I largely consider myself part of the suburbs. I definitely have changed over the year and a half. Getting back more to your original question, I say I've sort of evolved. I've become, much more tuned with society as a whole, what life is going to be like in the real world. Really adjusting to, it was definitely different, like economically speaking. Like, I went from being like one of the not so wealthy kids at AFS to like immediately being like one of the, now all of a sudden I was like the rich kid in a community,
And how does that affect the dynamics on your day to day?
Well, at first I think I was kind of scared of it, like way at the beginning of the year, like the summer before, in between Abington Friends and Science Leadership Academy, I took this trip to, Europe. I never shared about it until the very end of last year because I was kind of always scared that, people would judge me for being richer than them. But I've really learned that it really doesn't matter too much now, as I've made a lot of friends. I'm well liked, I'd say. And, you know, it's just like, it really doesn't affect you. You learn that. It doesn't really matter. Like, after maybe the first couple of days when, you know, people sometimes need to get past that. You know, I sometimes need to get past it. The other side of it, sometimes people need to get past it. But after that, you know, it really doesn't matter at the end of the day.
Do you think, though, that year at Abington Friends has helped you succeed at SLA?
Well, I always say AFS, I didn't particularly enjoy that year, but without it, I think the transition from center school to SLA would have been like a traumatic one,